We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and I rarely say this, but if we all come together with our listeners,
okay,
we have the opportunity to change the world.
Dude, I love that.
Say that more.
There is a lot of power in that.
Yeah.
In unity.
Digital Jake, you're going to be in charge. All
okay.
right? Can
Sounds
I count
good.
On
wow.
you?
I've always wanted you to ask me that. Yes, of course.
All right.
He's normally not the one in charge.
Thank you for accepting
seriously.
Your mission. All right, Jake, go.
What is he supposed to do?
Oh, yeah, I need to tell you what to do.
What's
going on? Okay, Jake, sorry. I need you to go set up a GoFundMe. Asking for $4.5 million.
Whoa. Of course.
Oh, right, thank
Wait,
you.
No, don't say of course.
Jake, you gotta ask
why?
Because this show, Brooke and Jeffrey, along with all of our listeners, are about to find out the answer to the age-old question everybody is dying to know.
What?
Do aliens exist?
Oh, I do want to know.
But again,
Wait,
why
do we
need
the money?
I don't get the correlation.
If any of our listeners are like me and believe the truth is out there, we need to put our money where our mouths are. Because a large cattle ranch that borders Area 51 is up for sale right now.
Let's buy it!
That's the price of the cattle ranch?
For the first time in decades, it's 80 acres of land. They're only asking for $4.5 million.
So do we just put the cows out there and see which one gets abducted first? Is that what we do?
I like that idea.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to be neighbors with the U.S. military? I say, yes, please.
Yeah, totally.
Apparently, there's a black mailbox.
Whoa.
Which I assume is some sort of portal or a secret access point to an underground alien brothel.
Oh, you pull it and the whole ground opens up.
Yeah.
And then there's like sexy aliens down below.
Absolutely. Doing dances for everybody.
Yes.
But we need $4.5 million. Brooke, maybe you could front us the first $4 million. And then we'll come up with the rest
with
of the 500K.
I'll have to really talk to my husband about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
we're going to work on that. We're going to find out if aliens exist.
Nice.
And now that that's handled and we've saved the world in that way, let's save the world in a different way by doing the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is a jolt to the neck while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got... Brooke Lil' Kink Fox.
Oh!
Just a little one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your alien dancer stage name.
I like it. Yeah.
And we're not talking about sexual kink. She has like a kink in her back.
Right.
Slept funny last night, Jose.
All right. Brooke is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, read us the shock collar question of the day.
100 years ago, you could send almost anything in the mail. There were records of an entire building being shipped brick by brick with one stamp on each brick.
Oh, God.
Also,
what?
Certain drugs like heroin or cocaine or opium were okay to send. A couple in Ohio once mailed their 8-month-old son to his grandmother because it was cheaper than driving him.
Oh, can you imagine just overnighting your kid to grandma and grandpa?
But did you know that scientists used to ship something back and forth to each other that would be 100% illegal today? What was it?
Oh, this scares me.
Oh, man. Scientists, huh? The first thing I think is like some sort of nuclear...
Yeah, like plutonium.
Yeah, totally. They could explode to
would
each
scientists
other.
Would scientists use any like body thing off someone? Would they send like blood or anything like that?
That's not bad.
Because I'm thinking like you couldn't do that now because of like...
Yeah, you can't send people's organs through the mail.
Yeah.
You're right, Alexis. You can't. But it's not bad. That's not a bad
Thank
idea.
You.
Yeah,
or maybe
actually...
just a whole body, a whole cadaver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, they use those
a
lot.
Hold on. Wouldn't you still nowadays be able to ship that? Just it's obviously going to be
fragile. I don't think the post office is in charge
of
it.
But like for science, like it's like, hey, this is going to, you know, Oxford University and this is a special.
Still think you have to have like
special.
When people die, you ship, you know, bodies, you know what I mean?
No. You have special
I've been on many a flight that there's been a casket.
Right, but it's not by the post office
that's
sending it.
Yeah.
You're not flying in the post office airline.
So like, my friend owns a company who is actually the person who brings bodies from hospitals to funeral homes and, like, all over in between. Mm-hmm. He's not the post office.
So any cadaver is a local person. Like, if I'm in a
I feel like we're way off the question now. Let's reset. Can you give us the question one more time?
100 years ago, the post office was more lawless than a gender reveal party in Florida.
Oh.
You could send pretty much whatever you wanted through them, including something by people in the field of science. If you tried it today, not only would you be arrested and fined, but you might also serve prison time as well. What was it?
What about lab rats or monkeys that they use, you know, in labs?
Yeah, like live
animals. Look at, I trained this mouse to go through this maze. I'm going to send it over to you. You can give it a try.
Man, if you got prison time for mailing a mouse, that'd be...
How smart is this mouse?
I mean...
I could see it because it could die, so you could go to prison for killing a mouse.
Think you can,
I don't know.
I don't think you could go to the post office and ship live animals.
No way.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jose thinks you can ship anything to the post office still. I'm worried that if we don't answer this correctly, you're going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Shipped a butterfly. Put him in jail. Oh, God, it's humanity.
All right, we need an answer.
Okay, I'm going to go with body organs.
Nowadays, the post office is much more developed and regimented, but back in the 1920s, you could send pretty much anything you could dream of. And 100 years ago, no profession took more advantage of that than scientists. Now there's a special delivery for medications, lab materials, etc. But before that was created, it was not uncommon for postage workers to find out that people were shipping things such as dead birds or rats, which had scarlet fever, diphtheria, or smallpox through the mail, along with other dangerous and infectious diseases.
So it was dead animals because they're getting people sick. It was diseases.
All right. Well, didn't get it right. So somebody wanted to hear Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all with the Eye of the Tiger.
That was taking a really long time, but I'm glad we waited for that note.
I'm sure someone has mailed the Eye of a Tiger.
Yeah, definitely. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.